You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, it's Lou Regani, and back we are, the music of the stars. Birthdays to announce, huh? The most famous birthday today? Ray Anthony turns 103, the last surviving member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Have an interview and some other cool stuff. Celebrity biography. And today it's Ray Anthony's turn. And Danny Kaye. Ray Antonini. Kids love this music. They still dance to it. That bunny hop. Yeah, that's Ray. The music of the stars till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio stations.
From Hollywood, it's the Ray Anthony Show. From Club Anthony, high above the fabulous Sunset Strip, the Ray Anthony Show, featuring the Anthony All-Stars and a host of exciting guests. Now, here's your host and the star of our show, Ray Anthony.
Thank you. Welcome to Club Anthony, where we have a ball every Saturday night.
You might say that I fall into the category of gentlemen prefer blondes.
In fact, I might have been married at the time, I'm not sure.
Some time back, the boys and I dreamed of a dance for the young people, and things sort of caught on. So we thought we'd do it for you folks tonight. With a little help from the quintet and the Lee Morrison dancers, it's called the Bunny Hop.
Your last one. do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop. Dancing new creation, it's a new sensation. Do the bunny hop.
Ray Anthony is a retired American band leader, trumpeter, songwriter, and actor. He is the last surviving member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He was born on January 20, 1922 in Bentleyville, Pennsylvania, and moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where he studied the trumpet with his He played in several famous bands, including Glenn Miller's, Jimmy Dorsey's, and A.L. Donahue's, before forming his own band in the Midwest. He had several hit records, such as the Bunny Hop, Hokey Pokey, Dragnet, and Peter Gunn. He also appeared in movies and television shows, such as Daddy, Long Legs, The Five Pennies, High School Confidential, Girls Town, and TV's Top Tunes.
Oh,
for Anthony and his birthday. Hey, here's his last hit. Anthony, 2002, here he is.
Working with Glenn Miller, can you think of, give me a share and experience, one of your most highlights of experience with Glenn Miller's band?
Well, actually, just joining the band was the highlight. As a matter of fact, I saw the band 3 months before I joined the band at a theater, and I was just amazed that a musical organization, a dance band, could do what they did on the stage.
Right.
But actually, one of the high points is when we came out to Hollywood to make Sun Valley Serenade.
Sonia Henie.
Yeah.
Ah, and John Payne.
John Payne, Sonia Henie.
At 20th?
At 20th. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that experience with John Payne and Sonia Henie, because you were in that orchestra. I remember that so well. I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, you know, so was I, a kid.
Right. You were young.
18 or 19, I guess, at that time. I was just, I rented a red convertible. I remember that. Played the Hollywood Palladium at the same time. On the 20th Century lot for the extent of the movie, which went on and on for a while. Oh, it was one of the highlights.
How many films you've done?
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side.
Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy-up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, you're yodeling to your baby. You'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill. That's a snowplow turn.
And look, there's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that is how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down a hill.
When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow, and the twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley, when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
And then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill and we're Jack and Jill.
The honey bun.
You mean the bunny hop?
Bunny hop. The bunny hop. I always call that.
Was a hokey pokey.
The bunny hop. Tell me about that.
Well, the bunny hop's our biggest hit of all time.
Right.
We saw the kids doing that dance up in the Bay Area.
Right.
And to some other music.
Right.
After seeing it a couple of times, I went back to the hotel and wrote the song to fit the dance.
Right.
And then introduced it about 1953, and it's become, well,
was it 1953? Really?
That far back.
Mm-hmm. God, that record sold a lot, didn't it?
Oh, yeah,
A couple million. Sold a lot, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, a couple million.
A couple million?
Yeah, it's nothing like what sells today
yeah.
with Michael
Jackson.
But
those days, it was a lot,
very,
Ray.
Very big.
How many albums? You made about 100 albums, would you say?
A minimum of 100,
and 500 singles?
Yeah, singles at that time. We made about 4 or 5 albums a year in those days. Uh-huh. Now we do about 1 a year.
I see. How did you, what was your first marriage? Do you remember your first marriage?
To my singer in the band.
Who was that?
Dee Keating was her name.
Dee Keating.
She was actually in the Al Donahue band. That's where I met her.
Right. And that was your first wife.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I went in with Glenn Miller and then in the Navy. And,
right.
And then after I started my own band, I called her to sing with my band.
Right.
No intentions of getting involved.
Uh-huh.
But we did and we finally got married.
Ray Anthony. Navy. Navy. You entertained while you were in the Navy.
Right.
You had a band. You formed a band there, not just doing the service.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you were there World War II?
World War II, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese were in the trees listening to your band.
Where do you get all this information?
I found out. Is that true?
Well,
some of the Japanese were...
We played...
the military boys.
When they first took Okinawa.
Right.
We were the show that they sent out to Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still snipers in the trees and so forth.
Right.
So when they lit up the area where the show was, these guys would be watching the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
And they weren't shooting at that time because they were
enjoying the music.
The show.
They were doing the bunny hop.
Right.
Ray Anthony. Then what happened? Mamie Van Doren came along.
Oh,
how
yeah.
did that happen? Tell me about Mamie Van Doren. Where did you meet her?
Well, you know enough about her.
No, I don't know enough about her, because I don't know enough. Go ahead.
Well, we met in Hollywood.
Doing films together?
I think Bob Francis or Quincy Jones, one of them introduced us. And she was doing a picture at Universal. I was doing Daddy Long Legs, I think.
Right.
And we met, started going together. One thing led to another.
How long did it take? And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of the Warner Brothers picture, Untamed Youth, Miss Mamie Van Doren. You got here, dear. Do you think you'd like to sing now?
Did I do?
What a fortunate coincidence. That's exactly what we're going to play.
Confidential, was it? You did a film with her.
Alfred Zugsmith did a lot of movies.
Right.
And he used her, and he used me, and he used a lot of people from show business. You probably recall.
But you didn't play there. You did some acting scenes.
It was strictly acting. I studied with Estelle Harmon.
Sanford.
And Sanford Meisner when he came out from New York.
Gwen Tiefer, wonderful teacher.
Oh, yes.
Sanford Meisner. So that is method.
There wasn't enough time to really get into it in the method acting.
Did Ray Anthony wanted to be an actor and put that trumpet down? And because you had a band, you were noted as a wonderful band leader.
You always want to go a step further. I wanted to sing, and I did some singing, but my voice wasn't strong enough to really compete with other important singers.
Darling, oh my darling, in that prison cell I'd be, thinking of the day that I'd get out and hold you close to me. But what is it I always see? One rock, two rocks, three rocks, four rocks. Rock while dust is on my shoes. I'm a guy just born to lose. When I hear the siren blow, get those blues. Big rocks, small rocks, short rocks, tall rocks. Rock pile dust, get off my shoes. Must my news be all bad news? When I hear the siren blow, I get those blues. Got me. rocks, for rocks they make more rocks. When I shut my cell and lock me in, don't never, never let me out again. 'Cause when I hear the siren blow, I get those rocks, rocks.
New faces, we have two at a time this time, Anita Ray and Diane Hall. Girls?
I like New York in June. Uh-huh. How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
I like a fireside when that storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you?
Well, you know, I'm wild about good books.
She's wild.
Books, baby.
Oh, books.
Can't get my bill.
And your gassy looks, oh, they give me some kind of thrill.
Holding hands in the movie show.
When all the lights are low, may not be new, but
I like it.
Me too.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so springy strong.
And every time I see that grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak,
do-do-de-do-do-de-do-do,
I wanna go play hide and seek.
I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Already I know.
Running across the meadow,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung.
Bells to be rung.
And a wonderful fling to be flung. Feel the same way I do today.
How's that? 'Cause you make me feel so.
I'll make you feel so.
You make me feel so young.
Ray Anthony, God.
Ray Anthony's 103rd birthday today. With interview, I got Skip Lowell, CNN interviewer. We'll be right back.
Ray Anthony, have any regrets at all in life, looking back over your career? Any regrets? And
No.
Would you do it the same way, though?
Yeah, I think so. You'd like to have more success in some other areas than one might have had. But
right.
Other than that, it was strictly, it went to...
So you had a good time in life?
Oh, yeah. I've always done what I wanted to do, being in the entertainment business. In music.
Right.
During 1960 to 1980, we had the Bookend Review. We played the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
20 years with
20
that.
Years.
That was very successful.
20 weeks at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, 16 weeks at the Princess Hotel in Acapulco. Engagements like that.
Right.
So it was very nice.
Tell me about getting back now. I want to know. Getting back to your career of Chesterfield days. Those shows, you did all these wonderful shows. You did Perry Como, you subbed in for Perry Como on the summer replacement TV show?
Right, twice, 2 years in a row. The first year with Bob Everly and Helen O'Connell.
Right.
And then the following year with my own singers, Marcy Miller and Tommy Mercer and so forth.
Do you still see?
Every time you kiss me, I get warm inside. Every time you hold me, there's a storm inside. Every time you're near, I fight the fire in me. You inspire in me such desire in me. Just when I get both feet on the ground again, you appear and send me skyward bound again. Every time it happens, it's oh so sublime. Yes, every time it happens, and it happens every time. Sublime. Yes, every time it happens, and it happens every time, every time, every time.
I was with Capitol Records for 19 years.
Right.
And so when the Beatles came into play, we weren't being given as much attention as we normally would be.
Right.
And that includes Nat Cole, Kay Starr, Peggy Lee, Stan Kenton, everybody that was with Capitol. So I started a company of my own, and now it's gigantic.
Music's changed today. This is 1991, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back, orchestra, big bands, are they going to come back again? People, you thought it was coming back.
Well, you know, this thing about coming back, if we can have a few more Harry Connicks that happen, a young band leader with a young singer that the public takes to.
The youngers.
But right. You know, the band business was a dance band business, and we'd have to get bands playing dance music back, ballrooms being
right.
built again. That's the only way it'll really come back.
Right.
So it might come back in a different form.
help it. She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the men folks can't engross.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, bread slices turn to toast.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she's got a lot of what they call the most.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Well, now the gal can't help it. She was born to please.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't help it. The girl can't help it. If she mesmerizes every mother's son.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if she smiles, rest takes a turn. Well done.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
She makes grandpa feel like 21.
She can't help it.
Anthony's 103rd birthday coming down this week. Happy birthday to Ray, and thank him for all the great music, compositions, arrangements, records, performances, television, radio shows. Ray Anthony.
Okay, Mr. Anthony, this is a take.
Darling, oh my darling, in that prison cell I'd be, thinking other day that I'd get out and hold you close to me. But what is it I always see?
One rock, two rock.
rocks, three rocks, four rocks. Rock pile dust is on my shoes. I'm a guy just born to lose. When I hear the siren blow, I get those blues. Rock, rock, rock around the rock pile. Rock, rock, rock around the rock pile. Rock, rock, rock around the rock pile. That siren's got me crying. Two rocks, four rocks, they make more rocks. Shut my cell and lock me in. Never let me out again. When I hear the siren blow, I get those rocks. Rock, rock around the rock pile. Rock, rock, rock around the rock pile. Blues.
My playing the violin and now the piano may remind you of a famous story about Dr. Samuel Johnson. Once when he saw a little puppy walking on its hind legs, he said, "It's not that you expect him to do it perfectly, it's just that you're surprised the puppy does it at all." Which just goes to prove that I not only play the violin and the piano, but I also know who Dr. Samuel Johnson is.
Jane Mansfield at the keyboard.
I'm about to present to you a girl who can out-violin Jack Benny. And actually, she did it because in this coming issue of Saturday Evening Post, they've got a story about Jane Mansfield. But because her mother made a practice, our Vera, we now take you to the coast for her violin debut. Jane Mansfield.
Dean Mansfield, Vivaldi, Concerto Number 6 in A major. I mean, A minor. Minors, majors. Hey, here is CBS News. Close it out with Ray Anthony. And be back in a moment on most civic media radio network stations. This is the Music of the Stars. Let's do a Jane Mansfield vocal right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.